Back here at the place to be, that is Hy-Vee, each and every Saturday morning for the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner, right here on Sunday 99.7 and online at yourfortdodge.com. Glad to have you along with us. Glad to be joined by a man who is a back-to-back state champion. He's the head coach over at OAB CIG Football. Larry Allen joins the program. And, Coach, it's good to have you back on the show.
Well, it's great to be here, and after yesterday, it's just an exciting time in our community.
Absolutely, and congratulations, of course, on your back-to-back state championship, a 33-26 win over Van Meter yesterday. And, Coach, I didn't get a chance to see the game, but I followed it along and read the box score and did what I could in that regard. And I see where you played from behind most of the game, and you were able to win the game late. You scored twice late to win the game. You know, I'd asked you a couple of weeks ago here on the show about if you were overly concerned if you got in that type of situation, and you weren't. You felt like your guys had the wherewithal and the ability to overcome that adversity, and credit to them, they did down the stretch.
Well, we haven't been in that situation, fortunately, all year. And we were just chasing points yesterday. Just didn't have as much excitement, enthusiasm that maybe we needed to. The momentum wasn't on our side, and we had some calls that didn't go our way. So we had a lot of things stacked up against us, but the kids just kept fighting, and when we did get a couple of good things happening for us, the excitement came our way, and we were able to finish it out at the end.
One of the things I always say about a big game situation like you were in yesterday is for you to win those games, your stars have to be stars. Cooper DeGene has been a star for you guys. He's been probably the best football player in the state of Iowa, certainly the best quarterback for the last two seasons. Well, he comes through big for you when exactly you needed it, scoring twice on rushing touchdowns in that last 90 seconds of the game.
You know, he's just the kind of kid that wants the ball in his hand at the end, just the ultimate competitor, and for him to do that in that situation just shows what kind of kid he is. The rest of the kids believe in him as well. The touchdown that he went to the left and all the way back to the right, we had multiple kids stepped up and were able to block defenders that were trying to get in a position to tackle. And he does such a good job of reading their blocks. But the kids just believe in him and they believe in themselves, and they just didn't stop yesterday.
Coach Larry Allen is my guest, OAB CIG Football. They're back-to-back state champions after a 33-26 win over Van Meter yesterday. Coach, I got to give Van Meter all the credit in the world for pushing you to the limit the way they did. You look at the numbers from yesterday, they possessed the ball for about 34 minutes in the game. They ran the ball for close to 350 yards. They really had a good game plan, I think, to combat what you guys do.
Oh, absolutely. We had, I think, two or three three-and-outs on the day, and we typically don't do that. We get a first down or two and just keep the chains moving, and they were able to stop that. From an offensive standpoint, they're outstanding up front, ran the ball so effectively, and we don't typically worry about time of possession because we have the ability to score so quickly. But yesterday it was a challenge, of course. You only have the ball about 14 minutes out of the whole game. If we're scoring in those 14 minutes, it's a big difference. But yesterday we just weren't quite clicking there. So it was a struggle most of the game, but the kids stepped up at the end when we had to have a stop on that last possession when Van Meter had the ball. That was huge for us.
Coach Larry Allen is my guest, OAB CIG Football. Talking about Van Meter, I saw them last week in person, covered the game against South Central Calhoun, and you mentioned how good they are up front. They've got a tremendous running back in Van Pelt, who had a big game against you. But I think one of the things I saw about them that really, I think, helped them in a matchup against you guys, I was impressed with their speed on defense. Are they one of the fastest defenses you've seen this year?
Definitely. I think Spirit Lake was a challenge for us. Good athletes over there. I think they also maybe put some kids in there that were more speed kids to try and contain Cooper a little bit. They had a different philosophy about rushing him. You know, just something that, they had as a game plan, and it was very effective. You know, we're just very fortunate that, we had some things go our way down the stretch.
Walk me through that last 90 seconds of the game. I know you scored to tie it, and then about 20 seconds later you score again. Walk me through what happened there for the folks that didn't get a chance to see it.
Well, it's must watch, I can tell you that. We end up had a long pass down to, I believe, Griffin Dearson. Cooper then took it in. We had to go for two because we were behind by two. Cooper took that in around the right edge as well. So you went from being down eight to tying it up very quick. And so then we kicked off, and Caden Wareham, our kicker, put the ball deep down about the one. Our coverage was phenomenal. Cam Sharkey hustled down, held him up. Zach Thayer reached in, Zach Hemer reached in and stripped the ball out, fell on the ground. Beckett and Gene fell on it on the 19 minute something left. Called the play, and Cooper kind of audibled a little bit. He wanted the ball in his hands, took it around the left side, and got hemmed in and cut all the way back, went from basically sideline to sideline. And kids on the backside did a great job of helping get him to that edge, and he was able to score. You know, talk about being in dire straits there and then being on top. It was pretty quick. Then we kicked off to him, and Caden put it in the end zone, which is exactly what we wanted. And they were able to sneak out and get a couple of first downs. But, you know, our defense got him in a fourth and five, I think. And Trayton Kohler was able to jump up and deflect the pass to preserve the win for us.
Coach Larry Allen is my guest, OAB CIG football, back-to-back state champions after 33-26 win yesterday over Van Meter. Coach, you've won 25 games in a row now, and you've won back-to-back state championships. A lot of coaches say that after you win it the first time, defending it is tougher because you have that target on your back. Did you feel that it was tougher this year than maybe last year?
You know, I think throughout the year, I don't know that we did. We didn't talk about that. It's just the fact we're going to go out and take care of our own business. But I think yesterday, maybe I sensed that a little bit that, you know, this is a big deal for them. And last year we played so loose because we were the underdog. And this year I think we pressed a little bit. I think I pressed a little bit. So just everybody you know, fortunately we were able to calm ourselves down a little bit and get some excitement going, you know, late in the game.
Easton Harms had a big game for you. He's been big all year as Cooper's favorite target. Eight catches, 160 yards, three touchdowns. He's a junior. He'll be coming back for you. He's a guy I know you're leaning on to kind of take the harness of that offense, I guess, in terms of being a leader. Big game for him, big season. You don't do what you do without what he's done at receiver.
Absolutely. He's kind of Cooper's safety blanket, I think. They work very well together. You know, we have Cam Sharkey that had over 500 yards receiving this year. Colton Knopp on the other side, Truss Wells, and Griffin Dearson out of the backfield. So, you know, any of those guys could be the leading receiver on any given night. It's just who Cooper feels has the best matchup. And that's just a credit to those guys. They understand that some nights are going to be their night and some nights they're not. And the more they embrace that, the more success we had. And so, you know, we're going to have to find some replacements for some of those guys, obviously. But you know, with the success we had the last 2 years, we've got kids that are working extra hard to try to step into those roles.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know you'll worry about those replacements and you'll worry about next year in a few more days. You're going to savor this one and let these guys enjoy these back-to-back state championships because it's definitely a special thing. And, you know, being a former coach, you know, there's a lot of coaches who go their entire career that never get that opportunity to even play for one, let alone win two. I think it's something that is really, really special for you, your staff, your players, and your community there as well.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We, you know, last year with the Cinderella story, if you call it that, where the kids just kept fighting all the way through and the communities just bought in and the kids bought in, you know, that was great. And we talked early in the year that was last year. These kids need to forge their own history and you know, bless their heart, they just kept fighting week in and week out. You know, we didn't have a lot of situations where we trailed this year, but, you know, when we were in a bind, you know, down the stretch, they just showed that fortitude to just keep going.
Larry Allen is my guest, the head football coach at OABCIG, back-to-back state championships for them, 25 wins in a row now. Coach, you were 2A last year. You dropped to 1A this year. What do you expect in terms of realignment going forward for next year?
Well, I think we were the largest 1A this year. So, you know, in that situation, one or two students going in or out will affect that. Some years it's better to be 1A. Some years it's better to be 2A in Northwest Iowa. So, you know, we'll play where we're at, I guess. You know, that's out of our control. But I think we'll be okay either way.
Coach Larry Allen is my guest. Coach, OABCIG football now, you guys have won two in a row. That's a pretty exclusive club. You feel like you're now kind of one of the elite programs in the state?
Oh, I don't know about that. We've had a great run going here, and you get the name out there. People didn't know what OABCIG stood for last year at the beginning of the year. And I think now, you know, having a player like Cooper be in the face of the program, and his opportunity is going to get at Iowa, I think that has raised people's knowledge of our program, at least, and the fact that you know, we throw the ball so much, that's a kind of an oddity. But hopefully people at least know who we are now.
Yeah, I want to touch on, you talked about your offense, the throwing the ball around, your spread offense. You know, some folks know and some folks don't that up until 2018, actually during the 2018 season, is when you kind of made the switch to the spread offense for more of a traditional run game. I think that says a lot. I know you credited offensive assistants who've given you kind of that and kind of installed a lot of that in the personnel, but I think it says a lot to be to you to be willing to make the adjustments you need to make and to evolve as the game evolves, because sometimes we see that guys don't do that to their own detriment.
And you're exactly right. You know, obviously that's the best move I've made in 35 years of coaching. But it was just a case of, we looked at the talent that we had and the positions that we had, you know, and, you know, years ago we had a lot of big, strong farm kids, and there aren't as many of those kids around there anymore. So we had more of the skill kid, fast kid. So we had to do something to try to utilize them to the best of our abilities. And, you know, the kids, bless their heart, they've just bought into this and they enjoy it. It's so much fun to go to practice. We don't run line drills. We don't run sprints. We don't do calisthenics. We just get out there and run around and practice, and we just talk about it. It's just, you know, background football, backyard football, where we just, you know, if something breaks down, they have the luxury of doing whatever they want to try to get open. And I think the lack of structure actually makes it much more enjoyable for them.
Yeah, and it becomes more of a read and react situation, and they're able to just kind of play off of what's going on the field. Coach Larry Allen is my guest, OABCIG football, back-to-back state championships for them. And Coach, I appreciate the time throughout the last few weeks. Congratulations to you, your staff, your players, your community there as well on these back-to-back state championships. Enjoy it, and we'll see how you defend it going into next year.
All right, thank you, and thanks for the coverage.